You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.TV. Enjoy.
It's holy ground. Could feel the anointing. Oh, the anointing is falling. Oh, the anointing. The anointing is falling. Oh, Lord, the anointing, it's falling. Fresh anointing, fresh anointing, fresh anointing, it's coming. The golden oil of heaven being poured out tonight. Rivers of oil being poured out tonight. A touch of God, an invitation to divine encounter. Oh, it's here tonight. Glory, glory, anointing touching everybody tonight. In the balconies tonight, in the balconies, like a mighty wave all over this building tonight. The glory pouring into the homes watching tonight, pouring into every living room, pouring into every church, pouring into every ministry, pouring into every nation watching. Oh, mighty rivers, mighty floods, a downpour of anointing. Glory, 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 glory. Take it, take it, take it. Fill you now, fill you now. Oh, I don't know about you, I don't know about you, but just about 10 minutes ago, I felt the glory come into the room, and I said, God, there's nothing that satisfies any more than your presence. Oh, how many of you are hungry for the manifest presence of Jesus? We just want the manifest presence of Jesus. Oh, just Jesus walking in our midst tonight. Wow, we just welcome you tonight to what God is doing in Tonga, to what God is doing in this region, to what God is pouring out in Durban, and it's happening in South Africa, and the world is coming to Africa, and Africa, the fire that's falling is going to the world. Hallelujah. Jesus, let there be a fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire, 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 fire. Now receive fire, fire, glory, fire, glory, fire. Fire, glory, fire, hallelujah. We welcome you tonight. We welcome our audience. Give a shout tonight for 214 nations, millions around the world. Jesus! Jesus! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Zion Matthews, this worship team, Breaker Anointing. It's wide open tonight. Let me just say, how many of you are excited about what God is pouring out? And listen, I can hardly keep up today with all the testimonies. How many of you love the testimony of Jesus? You know it's revival when the preacher goes to the mall. Hallelujah. I was in the mall today in the store where you get shoes. I was in the grocery store walking around the mall when the glory fell. Listen, we talked to one person and we were testifying, telling them about the miracles. Last night we had a testimony of a man we prayed for 3 days ago that was in the coma, that came out of the coma. He's eating and drinking. I was sharing the testimony of a woman that came forward last night, and this woman was in a wheelchair, and in the moment she received Jesus Christ as her personal Lord and Savior, she came out of her wheelchair and walked. We had a testimony of a man just a couple of days ago. His lung was only working at 20%. His lung is now working 100%. And many people here last night in the anointing service didn't hear the testimony of one of the young ladies that was just 17 or 18 years old, and we prayed for her in the prayer line, and she was born deaf and mute, and she was healed in the prayer line last night.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
So I started talking about the miracles in the mall, and then I had 8-9 people around me. And then we started praying for people right there in the store, and they were getting healed and touched by the anointing. Now, we posted pictures of it. It was amazing, even in the grocery store. A woman came up to me. She said, "I saw it on God TV last night." She said, "You wouldn't believe this, but today I have had," and she grabbed her telephone. She said, "Look at this text message on my telephone." And she said, "Unbelievers are texting me. I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. Unbelievers, hold on. Unbelievers, Hindus and Muslims, they're texting me saying, 'Have you heard about the healings? Have you heard about the revivals?'" I said, "It's revival when the unbelievers are telling the believers to go and get the fire." When the unbelievers are talking about the miracles and telling believers, I met half a dozen people in the mall that all heard about the meetings, and people and their families were talking about it. They said, "We gotta go." I came into the meeting tonight, and the first testimony was, "Todd, my best friend's girlfriend in Joburg, Johannesburg, had a visitation last night of an angel." She's not Christian. She's not a Christian. She said, "We need to talk now because I saw an angel." Amen. We're going to call that woman. You know why God sent that angel? A ministering heir of salvation. Hallelujah. I can hardly keep up with all the testimonies that are coming in on the internet. They're coming in on God TV. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you're watching tonight, you're going to want to send in your testimony and tell us what God is doing. Hallelujah. You could send a testimony to awakening@god.tv. If you're watching right now and God's touching you in your living room, in your church, wherever you're watching, send us a testimony. Tell us what's happening. awakening@god.tv. You got a prayer request tonight? I've got all these prayer requests that are coming in from around the world, just on Facebook, just on Facebook. We're going to put them on the prayer altar. We're going to put them on the altar under the anointing every night. All the prayer requests that come in, you bring your prayer request. We're going to pray right here in the pulpit. We're going to pray for the anointing. Then we're going to put them on the altar. Hallelujah. And believe God for every salvation, every healing, every deliverance. If you're watching and you have a prayer request, it's prayer@god.tv. Send your prayer request, prayer@god.tv. We'll get your prayer request even while we're in the service. Now, how many of you want to hear testimonies? Listen, hallelujah. Come on, let's give it up for Jesus. Jesus. People are responding in Durban. People are responding in Tonga. People are responding in South Africa. But they're responding in the world. Last night, we went global with what God is doing in this place. And I have got good news. Say, "Good news." How many of you are hungry for more? How many of you believe we're just getting started? People want to come from all over South Africa. People want to come from all over Korea, Norway, England, Canada. We're saying, book your plane ticket and come, because we've now decided, live on God TV, we're going through next Sunday night. Every night we will be live right here on the internet, right here on God TV, live in Durban, South Africa. Another week, and we are seeking the Lord. We are going to stay until God stops. Hallelujah. Some people are asking, "Can we come? Can we come?" Come. Plane, train, car. Come and join us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every night through next week. And we'll be live on God TV. They're watching in South Africa, United Kingdom, Botswana, Australia, Madagascar, United States, Scotland, Jamaica, Ireland, Wales, Caribbean, Belgium, Canada, Zimbabwe, Nepal.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Malawi, Uganda, Switzerland, Swaziland, Kenya, Norway, and more. And my friends in America are watching. Hallelujah. Who's praying for revival in America? We got people watching in Oklahoma, Ohio, Florida, New Mexico, Rhode Island, New York, California, Kansas, Virginia, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Missouri, Alabama, South Carolina. I live in South Carolina. Fire in South Carolina. They're watching in Texas. Hallelujah. And let me tell you right now, South Africa, they're watching in major cities all over South Africa, from Port Elizabeth to East London to Johannesburg to Blackheath to Cape Town to Jenny to Port Chepstone to Judith to Pretoria. They're watching all over. Come, South Africa. Come and join us tomorrow night. Come and join us next week in the outpouring in Durban. Every pastor watching in South Africa, come and get the fire. Now, how many of you want a couple of testimonies tonight? Testimonies. Listen to this testimony. The best testimony is salvation. Hallelujah. And we're getting many, many testimonies of people that are getting healed around the world. And we just thank God for every miracle. Let me just read you a couple of the testimonies. People are saying they can feel the Holy Spirit. This revival is real. They're feeling it in their living room. How about this testimony all the way from Zimbabwe? You can be seated tonight. You can be seated. This testimony from Zimbabwe: I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior after all the pain in my heart stopped. Born again in Zimbabwe after the heart was healed. Testimony from Oasis Ministries, United Kingdom. Hallelujah. We're encouraging you all at God TV. Step out and bring the revival into your homes. We partner with and have told our church family to watch revival. We're looking forward to sharing with revival. Listen, let me tell you. We are setting up. God TV is setting up right now. You can register at the God TV website. Living rooms where people can bring family, friends, people that don't know Jesus, bring them into their living room and watch the revival every night. And we're going to give an opportunity in every living home, every living room around the world for people to come to know Jesus Christ. People are doing the work of evangelism. We're setting up all over the world thousands of living rooms and even churches now that are putting up big screens already so they can stream what's happening right here in Durban, South Africa, and bring it into their churches. And if you're watching, you can bring it into your living room. If you're watching, you can bring it into your home group. You're watching, you can bring it into your church, wherever you are in the world, and you can host the revival, and the fire is contagious. Hallelujah. But let me just tell you a couple quick testimonies. Watching the revival live from our living room, we are 20 people in number. We're getting tremendously blessed. We're trusting God that this revival is going to grow. Hallelujah. Thank God for you broadcasting the awakening from Durban. I believe that Jesus healed my leg. All the pain is gone that I've been experiencing for over a year. Hallelujah. Another testimony, the infection in my body has been totally healed. When Todd was pouring out the oil on the prayer request, something came over the screen, went into my stomach, and there was a folding feeling. I was touched spiritually. I suffered from irritable bowel syndrome, but I'm healed. Hallelujah. How about this? I'm watching from Nigeria, and I've just made up my mind. I'm going to serve God now the rest of my life. People getting saved in Nigeria. People getting saved in Zimbabwe. So many great testimonies coming in. I had ringing in my left ear when Evangelist Todd prayed on TV. My ringing in my ear immediately left. Hallelujah. I suffered for 2 years with a heart condition after a heart attack. Last night, alone and sick, I worshiped in my
lounge. I heard a voice say, fall on your knees and worship God, and I did. By the time Todd started ministering, I sat down on my couch. The anointing was so strong on me, it plastered me flat on the couch. I woke up this morning without any heart arrhythmia, without any irregular heartbeat. Hallelujah. So many testimonies from Norway, hallelujah. The pain in my elbow left by a word of knowledge in Norway. Another testimony in Memphis, Tennessee, USA. Thank God for the powerful anointing I am receiving.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
I just received healing from arthritis in my bones. Thank you for this awakening, God TV. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout. Stretch forth your hands. Let's pray for these thousands of prayer requests coming in from around the world. Send in your prayer requests, prayer@god.tv. Send us your testimony as God heals you, awakening@god.tv. We just pray in the name of Jesus that the very anointing that's being released in these meetings, God, would come upon every person that's sending in their prayer requests from around the world, the same anointing for revival, salvation, healing, deliverance, miracles, addictions being broken. Oh, God, release the angels. We release the anointing and agree together for these miracles on the altar, these miracles in the anointing right now in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty shout. We're going to put all those prayer requests on the altar tonight. We're anointing the altar with oil, and every night in the revival, we're praying for all the prayer requests that come in from around the world. God will touch you. I'm telling you, how many people in this room, I heard a testimony tonight of somebody that got healed of a skin cancer, hallelujah. Skin cancer healing, hallelujah. Heard another great testimony of people that are just, a man that got healed last night of arthritis, and the power of God went through his arms like electricity. He felt fire go down his leg and come out his toes. He said after the fire went through his body, he didn't know what to do. So he got home from the meeting last night, and he said, I'm going to go pray for my manager of my place where I live because he's got cancer on both his eyes. And he went and laid hands on him. He's a Hindu. He laid hands on him that the cancer in his eyes would be healed. And now that man is coming to the revival. You know, when you get the anointing on you, go out and touch somebody. Go out and tell somebody about what's happening. Ask somebody to come with you tomorrow night. I'm going to do something tonight, an explosion of miracles, healing. Get ready. Get ready. I've got a word from the Lord about what's going to happen in this very place tonight, what's going to happen for people watching in their living rooms tonight. I have a word from heaven tonight, but I'm going to say this. I'm going to do something tomorrow that I've never done on television. I've done it in my meetings, but I'm thinking, God, this could be a powerful explosion of healing. We're going to have a transferable, tangible healing anointing service, impartation service, anoint, pray, prayer cloths, prayer aprons, send out the healing anointing tomorrow night, Sunday night, a special healing miracle service in this place tomorrow night. I'm telling you, but I'm going to do something that I've done but never done on TV. I'm going to ask that every person, how many people in this room tonight, hallelujah, how many people have a cell phone? How many of you have a smartphone? How many of you have a telephone? Hallelujah. Tomorrow night, I want every person to bring their cell phone. I'm going to ask you, that's right, come to church with your cell phone. If you're watching tomorrow night by TV, on the internet, God TV, I'm going to ask every person in their living room to show up in front of the TV and the computer. I'm going to ask you to bring a cell phone. And at some point tomorrow night in the healing service, we're going to have every single person, thousands in this meeting, and many hundreds of thousands, millions around the world, take their cell phone at the same time and call somebody somewhere in the world that needs healing. Neighbor, family, friend, everybody's going to bring their cell phone. We're going to phone 5,000 people from this meeting. Millions around the world watching in front of your computers and TVs tomorrow night. I'm going to ask you to take your cell phone, and you're going to dial at the same time as we do in the building. And all over the globe, we're going to release a healing explosion, healing angels. The greatest miracles will happen on the television, the internet. Greatest miracles will happen on the cell phones. And in this building, we're going to see an explosion of healing glory and power. It's just something I believe is coming from heaven. That means I want you to come ready with your phone to call them in advance. And tell them at some point in the meeting, I'm calling you from the revival. And I'm going to pray with you on your cell phone. And I'm going to pray with every viewer in their living room on your cell phone. And we're going to call sick people all over the globe at the same time. Cancers, death, addictions, stroke, heart attack, diabetes, whatever it is. Not just having the prayer request come in and praying on the altar. We're going to do that too. But I've never done it before. How many?
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
How many of you believe this could be a way to release the transferable, tangible healing anointing? We can literally pray for millions at the same time. Bring somebody sick tomorrow, and don't forget to say, bring your cell phone. Say it, bring your cell phone. Shakabakata. How many of you want to know? I got a word from the Lord tonight about some of the miracles that were going to happen. And I kept thinking in my spirit, I said, God, I don't know the place, but well, there's something about this revival fire falling in Phoenix. Something about this fire. Is there a pastor here tonight from Phoenix? How many pastors are here from Phoenix? Come here real quick. Pastors, I saw the fire going to Phoenix, Durban. Hallelujah. Come over here and let me pray for you right now. Quickly, just come right up these stairs. Phoenix, senior pastors from Phoenix. There's an impartation. The Lord spoke to me about the fire falling, breaking out in churches and ministries in Phoenix. Hallelujah. Lord, we release a healing anointing right now in the name of Jesus. Come on up here on the stage. Don't hesitate. Quickly, quickly. Power of God. Come. Phoenix on fire for God. Phoenix on fire. Come quickly. Step in. Pull him up. Fire of God. Come. Fire of God. Come. Fire of God. Released in Phoenix, Durban. Hallelujah. Released in Phoenix. Hallelujah. Come here, sir. You need a healing. You're from Phoenix. You're a pastor? Lord, I pray that the touch of the Holy Spirit would come upon his body. Oh, God, I see the infection in his throat. Oh, God, I pray that there would be a creative miracle of healing released into his body now. Jesus' mighty name. Touch him, Lord. Restore him, Lord. Under the anointing. Come on, give Jesus a mighty shout. Did I miss any? Come on. Phoenix is going to receive the fire of God. It's going to start burning with revival. Take it and run with it in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we release over every pastor in ministry revival. Are you a full-time senior pastor? You're not a pastor. Why'd you come up here?
No. I can't hear properly.
You came up to get healed. I called up pastors. But let me pray for you. It's okay because Jesus heals people. Right now, Lord, heal it. Go through his body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout. Walk in the fire in Phoenix. Carry the fire in Phoenix. Great revival coming. Help him up. Oh, can you feel anything right now? Can you hear any differently? It's opening. You can hear?
Yeah.
Can you hear that? This one?
Well, this I can hear.
This you can hear. Lord, we command this ear to open right now in the name of Jesus. Power flow to that ear. Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray that you touch his eyes tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Come on. Let me tell you tonight, I'm going to pray for addictions. Addictions tonight are going to be instantly healed. If anybody is in the meeting tonight and you're struggling with addiction to drugs or alcohol, there's going to be instant healing tonight. How many of you believe that? I'm telling you, I had a word from the Lord that we would pray and break the power of addictions. People watching in their home, cocaine, heroin, alcohol, cigarette, prescription pills, doesn't matter what the addiction is. I saw the Lord break the power of addiction, and the Holy Ghost went about doing good. The power of God was healing all those who are oppressed of the devil, but it was authority for anybody struggling with addiction, and you didn't want to be an addict anymore. You didn't want to be under the control of drugs and alcohol anymore. I saw God instantly set you free. And I'm telling you, when I was 18 years old, I was an addict. I overdosed on drugs 3 times by the time I was 17. I started drinking at 11 years old, getting drunk with my father. One of my drug overdoses was an attempt at suicide. I lost all hope for living. But at 18 years old in my drug dealer's trailer, when I didn't believe in God, I wasn't seeking for God, I wasn't raised in church, I had an encounter with God. I heard his voice inside of me say, listen now, listen now. And the power of God came on me in my drug dealer's trailer. And when the power of God, I call it the anointing, like fire touched me, all of the cravings for drug and alcohol were gone. No withdrawals.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Symptoms. I saw people in this room standing in for sons and daughters and mothers and brothers and fathers. I saw people in their living rooms watching, responding in their homes, saying, I want to be free from addiction. And the power of God came and set you free. That right now in this room, if you are struggling with addiction, I said, God, the power is here to set them free. I want you to stand up if that's you. Stand up in the building tonight if you're saying, that's me. I want to be free right now from addiction. I want to be free from addiction to alcohol, free from addiction to drugs, free from addiction to prescription pills. I want you to stand up right now if that's you. Anybody in the room, just stand up quickly. It's your night. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. Come forward. Just come forward. People responding, come forward. Come forward. This is your step. And you're saying, I don't want to be bound anymore. God is breaking the power of addiction. We can line them up in the front. We're going to line up every person struggling with addiction. God's breaking addictions. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Light them up. I'm telling you, the power of God's going to hit this place. Authority tonight over sickness. Authority over disease. Authority over oppression. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to move in authority and break the power of sickness, disease, and oppression by the power of the Holy Ghost. All these people coming forward right now, addiction to drugs, addiction to alcohol, prescription drugs. You want to be free? You want to be free? You believe the power of God could set you free? Did you come forward for freedom? The freedom that I received when Jesus touched me. Well, it was supernatural. It was instantaneous deliverance. Watching in your living room, would you respond? Come forward in your living room. Come before the computer. Come before the television. Let the power of addiction be broken. Come on, everybody stretch forth their hands and say, God, break the power of addiction all over the world. Spirit of addiction, go. Spirit of addiction, go. In Jesus' name. God's breaking addictions. This altar is filling up quickly. Not for healing. This is not for healing. This is only for addiction to drugs. Addiction to alcohol. Coming forward right now. Because you don't want to be addicted. You want to be set free. Only Jesus can do it. And when I put my hands on you, I'm going to command every demon of addiction. I'm going to command every devil of addiction to leave. I'm going to break Satan's power in the name of Jesus. Every person in this line, this is for you. This is for you right now. This is for you. I want you to pray a prayer with me. And I want you to say this. Jesus, you're the deliverer. Jesus, you're the deliverer. I want to be set free. Tell him, I want to be set free. I don't want to be bound anymore. Very quickly, tell him, I want to be set free. I want the chains to break. I want to serve you. You set me free right now. Here it comes. The anointing is going to come to break the addiction. Quickly, 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 quickly. The anointing is coming to break the addiction now. In the name of Jesus, break every chain of addiction now and release healing, 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 power, 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 power. Breaking addiction, rebuking the spirit of addiction, alcohol, drug addiction, breaking freedom. There it goes. It just left you now. Power of God, power of God, power of God, power of God, power, power of God, power of God. The anointing does it. The anointing does it. The anointing, the anointing, the anointing. Hallelujah. The anointing, the anointing, the anointing, the anointing. Under the anointing, and the anointing, the anointing, the anointing, the anointing, the anointing. Break it, break it, break it, break it, break it in every living room. Break it in every home. Spirit of addiction, go. I break the chains. Freedom now in the name of Jesus. Power of God, power of God, power of God, power of God. Break the chains, break the chains. Power of God, 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 power of God. Come on, give him a mighty shout. Give him a mighty shout. Loose, 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 loose. Fire, 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 hallelujah. Fire, 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 hallelujah. Come on, give him a mighty shout. Jesus! I just said, God, we got to break its power. Everybody lift up their hands and say, God, let the power of addiction be bound. Let the power of addiction be broken in Jesus' name. You have a son or a daughter that's bound, stand for them. Don't come forward, just stand where you are. You have an uncle, a mother, a brother, somebody in your family, stand for them. Stand for them right now. Stand for somebody. Stand for them. All over the room, in the balconies, stand for them. Stand for them. In the back of the...
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
The auditorium, stand for them. In the back, in the balcony, stand. Everybody's going to lift up their voice in your living room. Standing before the computer, standing before the television. Mothers, brothers, fathers, uncles, come on, there's freedom coming to addiction. We are proclaiming liberty for the captive under the anointing in the glory tonight, commanding every prison to open. And if you're in bondage, come out of your darkness. In the name of Jesus, I command every demon power of addiction loose. Loose. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The angel of the Lord come to them now and touch them that they be set free now in the name of Jesus. All over this place. Stay standing. Stay. I just saw a lightning flash in the spirit. Lord, let the lightnings of God come. You know, John G. Lake talked about the lightnings of God. There was an anointing on the apostle of faith and healing, John G. Lake, in this very country, in this very place. And he said when the power of God would touch, heal, and deliver people, he would see flashes of light, and he called them the lightnings of God, power and authority. Say, God, release the lightnings. Release the lightnings. Let the power of God come like lightning. Stay standing for a moment. Oh, it's holy presence of God, holy presence of God coming into this place. Something's happening to you in your living room. Send us a testimony, awakening@god.tv, awakening@god.tv. Something's happening to you in your living room. God's breaking the chains of addiction. Something's happening to you. There's healing anointing, Jesus. The Lord told me tonight he would heal every cancer. Listen to what I'm telling you. The spirit of death was bound and defeated. And the Lord instantaneously set people free that had any cancer in their body. Quickly come forward if you have cancer. I'm not saying come forward for somebody you know. You could do that tomorrow. But you need the healing. You have cancer right now in your body. The Lord spoke to me. There was a woman with cancer in her left breast. Even watching me on the television, cancer is being healed. Cancer leaving your body. Fire is coming into your body. Cancer cells are burning. The Lord is healing people of cancer, delivering people of leukemia being healed right now. Leukemia being healed. Power of God in the hospitals, healing leukemia. I command the spirit of death and cancer come out of your body now in Jesus' name. The spirit of death and cancer come out of your body. Cancer, go. Bring the cancers on the stage. We got to do this quickly before I preach, before we do anything else. Why the anointing is here, why heaven is open. Listen, after all that praise, what goes up must come down. You know what's coming down right now? Delivering people from the spirit of addiction, the spirit of death and cancer. Hallelujah. There's going to be resurrection power. You don't have to wait for a word from God. You might feel burning, fire, heat, electricity, something come into your body just sitting under the anointing. Lift your hands up, say, God, heal me under the anointing. Heal me under the anointing. God can heal you under the anointing. I'm just having cancers right now. Just cancers. I'm praying for cancers. I want you, five, just bring them out. Five people. You got cancer in your body. What kind of cancer you have? Lung cancer. Are you in pain right now? God's commanding cancer. There goes. Cancer. There goes. You have cancer in your body. God's removing the tumor in your breast in Jesus' name. The cancerous tumor, go in Jesus' name. Yeah. Cancer? Where's the cancer? Where's the cancer? Lord, I command the cancer to come out of her body. Spirit of cancer. There it goes. Fire. Go through your body now. Woo. Cancer healing. Cancer. Throat cancer. Throat cancer. There it goes. Throat cancer. Lord's healing throat cancers right now. You got a cancer on your face. I see the bandages here. She has a cancer on her face. Can you pray with me? Heal that cancer, God. Oh, hallelujah. Come here, sir. You're swollen. Look at the cancer. This is cancer. Look at how swollen he is with the cancer. Come on, I need you to pray. God, heal cancer. Cancer, go! Oh, hallelujah. Spirit of cancer. There it goes. I had a word about cancer healing. You have cancer in your body? Where? Cancer healing. Cancer, cancer, go! There it goes. Cancer cannot stand before the angel of his presence. Cancer, go! Before the angel of his presence. Cancer, go! Jesus' name, come quickly. You got cancer? Where? Where? Colon cancer? How long have you had it? Cancer in the colon? Come out in Jesus' name.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
In Jesus' name. There it goes. Come here, sweetheart. Come here, sweetheart. We're going to hear testimonies. We're going to hear testimonies of these cancers being healed. You have cancer in your breast? You have cancer in your breast right now? I command the cancer cells to die in Jesus' name. There it goes. The cancer cells to die in Jesus' name. When I prayed for you, did you feel anything? Like heat or fire or anything at all?
No, no.
Thank you, Jesus, for the cancer healing in his brain now. Power! There it goes. Hallelujah. See, that's the anointing. It's on you. Come on. Anybody else with cancer? You feel something when I prayed for you, sweetheart? What do you feel? You feel a what? A better. How do you know you're better? Was there pain before? No pain now? Jesus, mighty name. Jesus, mighty name. Is that it for cancer? Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for cancer. Healing terminal stage 4 cancer. Is that what you have? Cancer? All through your body, cancer?
Yes, please.
Can I have everybody pray with me for resurrection? Hold my hand. You have faith that Jesus can heal your body? You believe that? I command the cancer that's in your body to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command healing virtue to come into your body, resurrection, life, and power. I speak life into your body in Jesus' name. And I release healing into your body now in the name of Jesus. And strength, and command the pain, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now as I'm touching you, do you feel anything as I'm praying? Do you feel any heat or fire or electricity, anything at all? Thank you, Jesus. What do you feel right now? What do you feel?
The link pain.
Your legs? Can you feel something in your legs?
Pain.
Can you stand up? Are you strong? Can I give you strength? Can you stand up? She feels something in her legs. She's feeling something, strength in her legs, so I want her to stand. Can you take a step? Can you try to take a step? This is the working of miracles. There you go. Now here we go. I command this cancer, you demon, devil, come out. Death, death, come out of her body. Whew, wow. 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 Death, come out. Stay there. Somebody in this part of the room right now, kidney failure. I got to pray for your kidney. Feeling the anointing touching somebody with failure in their kidneys. Who is that? Somebody in this part of the room. I'll pray for you right now. Just stand up. I want you to come forward. Your kidneys will restore kidney function. Somebody else to my left. There's another kidney. Come up here quickly. Got your kidney's failing. I saw the Lord touch your kidney. To my left, kidney failure. We just got healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. There's an anointing about to hit this building. Who broke their foot? Their left foot. The broken bones in your left foot. Somebody right now. The bones in your foot. You got pain in your left foot. Stand up. I'm going to pray for you. Come up here quickly. There's an anointing hitting this room right now. Broken bones, fracture, pain in the foot. Does it hurt right now? All through your leg? In the name of Jesus Christ, I command healing to come instantaneously into your body. I just felt the word of the Lord, like the angel, come into that part of the room and just speak a word over you right now. Just command power to come. Move your leg up and down. Move it up and down. Do it again. Do it again. Is the pain still there? Is it gone? It's gone. Hallelujah. It's gone. Quickly. What happened? Did you break it? How long's the bone broken in your foot?
3 years,
it didn't heal right.
Oh, it didn't come together.
The bone never came together. You need a creative miracle. The bones that broke 3 years ago never came together in your foot.
Yes.
Are you in pain?
Yes.
What can you not do? Tell me what you can't do.
Can't climb upstairs and all.
You can't stand long without pain. Is there pain now?
Yes.
I'm going to pray and heat burning is going to come in your foot. When I pray, your bones will instantly fuse together. Do you believe the word of the Lord? You believe the word from heaven? I pray in the name of Jesus that your bone, there you go, fuse together right now. Broken bone fuse together right now. Hallelujah. 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 Pick her up. Pick her up. Pick her up. It's happening. That broken bone that was broke 3 years ago, they never fused it together. It's being healed right now. You're feeling something happening. Take a couple steps on it. Take a couple steps on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you move it up and down? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's happening? What are you feeling right now?
Heat.
You're feeling the heat. I told you. Is the pain going? I just saw gold fall down.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Hallelujah. Is the pain going? Is the pain going? Do you have any pain now? It's gone. It's gone. The Lord's just healed the bones in your foot in the name of Jesus. What happened? What happened? Your left foot, okay. Are you responding to the same thing? Your left foot, your hip, your whole hip? Come stand over here on my right. You need a hip replacement? You have pain in your hip? All the way down the nerve in your leg? Are you in pain right now? If you move your leg, is there pain? Move it now. Does it hurt when you move it? Do you have pain right now? It's going to be all gone. You believe that? That's why I wanted to see, because the anointing is moving through your body and the anointing is moving through your foot in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is it the left foot, sweetheart? Is that why you have the crutch? Because of the foot.
Yes.
It's broken.
No, I got it long ago, but not the same.
It never healed right. Lord, I pray that the bones shake, rattle, and roll, and there'll be a healing in their bones and their leg right now in the name of Jesus. I release power. There it goes. Hallelujah. Oh, there we go. Take a couple steps. Take a couple steps. Can you step on it? Can you step on it? Hallelujah. Can you step on it? Do you feel anything as I'm praying? Any sensation at all?
No.
It's just injured. Is it pain? Is there pain? You have any pain? You have pain right now? Everybody pray that the pain go. Pray that the pain go, because Jesus is here. Command the pain in her leg that was broken, crippled. Command the pain, pain, pain. Go in Jesus' name. I felt a whoosh of God. Let's call it a whoosh of God. What was it, kidneys? What happened?
For 11 years, he's experienced 11 kidney
years.
Failure.
Your kidneys are going to be healed tonight. You believe that? In the name of Jesus, let your kidneys be healed. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Ready? In the name of Jesus. Pow! There it goes. Hallelujah. There it goes. There it goes. All the pain. Hallelujah. Right now. Quickly, quickly.
2 years, but feeling kidney failure.
These are only kidneys. Only kidney failure. Nothing else. Just kidney failures. We've checked that everybody is a kidney failure. There's power flowing right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Anybody come from the hospital with their kidney failure? Anybody come from the hospital? You have kidney failure? You came from the hospital. You're the man. Okay, I was saying, has anybody come from the hospital? You came from the hospital. What's wrong with your kidneys?
The thing is the feeling.
Is it shutting down? All your legs?
What?
You need healing. Lift your hands up for me. You believe Jesus can heal your body? Then here it comes. Power flow through your body. The anointing. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. He came from the hospital. He just came from the hospital. Hallelujah. Still got the bandages on his hand. He just came in from the hospital. People are getting discharged from hospitals and coming in. How many of you believe God will raise him up? Huh? Oh, Sakabarabata. Power, Holy Ghost.
Help him up. Help him up. Quickly. Help her up too, please. Please, sweetheart. Help her up. What's happening? What do you feel right now? Feel? Can you move? Walk. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come back. Come back. Come back. Is there any pain at all now? Do you feel change? What happened?
I feel this change.
You feel change. You got light in your eyes. Healing in Jesus' mighty name. Healing in Jesus' mighty name.
This man has one kidney.
Just line them up. One kidney right now in the name of Jesus. Power right there. All these are kidneys, right? I just pray for the total kidney failure to receive healing now. Total kidney failure to receive healing now in the name of Jesus. Total kidney failure. There goes. I had a word about God. Hiya. You have a kidney? How old are you?
10
years old. Look at this young child, 10 years old, kidney failure. How many of you believe Jesus will heal his kidneys? I just saw a flash of light. I just saw lightning of God. There goes, kidney, there goes, there goes. 10 years old. You see that? Power of God just went through his body. Whoosh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you feel something? What's happening? You have pain? Do you feel something go through your body just now? What did you feel? What did it feel like?
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
It's on you. That's the Holy Spirit. Jesus' name. The anointing all over you. It's on you. Hallelujah. Lord's healing your kidney right now. You see that? That's the power of God. That's the power of God healing you. Healing you right now. Healing in the name of Jesus. Healing the kidneys now in Jesus' name. Healing in the kidney in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I release power into those kidneys right now. I release the anointing for that kidney to be healed. Hallelujah. Right there in the name of Jesus Christ. Power flow through there right now. Hallelujah. Power flow through there right now. Power flow through there right now. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout. She's still under the anointing. Look, look. She's clapping. Help her up. Can we help her up? Can you stand up, sweetheart? Man, she was in that wheelchair dying. Cancer, remember? She's been under the anointing. What are you feeling right now? What are you feeling? Do you feel anything moving through your body?
My leg, I can stand on my leg.
You can stand on it. Come walk with me. Walk. Come walk. Walk. Come on, walk. Walk in Jesus' name. Walk. Walk. There you go. There you go in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. 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 There you go. She got strength. She's got healing. Come here, sweetheart. Do you have any pain right now? Do you have any pain? The pain is gone? Catch her. Quick. Pow. Right now, go through her body. Come on. The Lord's going to raise her up. Did you feel something? What did you feel?
I feel my pain is gone. I felt something.
The pain is gone. You felt something. You're 10 years old. God's healing your kidneys. Power, Holy Ghost. Let the anointing be on him. Kidneys? Lord, we pray for that in Jesus' name. I'm praying for kidneys, but I'll pray right now in Jesus' name. Lord, let the anointing come on his eyes in Jesus' mighty name. We are going to have an explosion tonight. Come on, hallelujah. In your living room, kidney disease be healed. Kidneys be restored right now. You're watching in your living room. Cancer leaving your body now. Leukemia, cancer being healed. Lung cancer, colon cancer. Cancer, spirit of death, come out of your body now. I command healing to come in. Hepatitis C is being healed. Power's moving through your body. Kidneys being healed right now. Liver cancer being healed right now. In the name of Jesus. Whoo, glory. We want to hear if God's touching you in your living room. We want to hear from you. Awakening@God.tv. Email us right now, awakening@God.tv. Send a prayer request, prayer@God.tv. Be seated in the anointing. What's the one word we have from heaven about these meetings? We're calling it, Lord, under the cloud. Baptized into the cloud. Under the cloud of anointing. It's like a cloud of glory over this building. Presence of God. You can feel it lingering. Oh, Jesus. I have a message tonight. I have a message for the viewers tonight about hunger, spiritual hunger. having an appetite for God. Holy desperation. The Holy Spirit responds to hunger. If you want more, David said, my heart and my flesh cry out. They cry out for the living God. David said, my soul longs, my soul thirsts, my soul pants like the deer pants after the water. My soul is thirsty. The Bible declares, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They are the ones that are filled. How do you get filled? How do you get satisfied? Hunger and thirst for what God calls right in His sight. Do you know what righteousness is? What God calls right in His sight. Righteousness. How do you get filled with righteousness? Hunger and thirst after righteousness. There's something about God's promise that He would draw near unto those that draw near unto Him. If you're hungry and you're seeking and you seek for Him and search for Him with all of your heart, you're going to find Him. If you want Him and your heart and your flesh cry out for the living God, if your soul is thirsty and panting and longing, and I know there's people in this place, you're like dry and thirsty ground. You're like a valley.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
You're saying, I need a refreshing. People watching around the world, your churches, your ministries, you're saying, I need refreshing. My wilderness, my dry land, I need an outpouring. God is giving an outpouring. The Bible says that He will give the Holy Spirit freely, freely to those who ask Him. If we lift up our voice and say, Father, I ask for the Holy Spirit, what do we get? He's going to give us the Holy Spirit. How many of you are asking for the Holy Spirit? I want an outpouring of the Holy Spirit right now. Father, I ask for the Holy Spirit. How do I want the Holy Spirit? God said, I will pour out my Spirit like floods on dry ground. How many of you are dry ground? God said, I will pour out my Spirit like water on him who is thirsty. And all we have to do is say, Father, I'm thirsty. Father, I'm thirsty. Father, I'm hungry. I'm longing and I'm seeking. I'm longing. I want you to pour out your Spirit like water, like floods. The Bible says that the power of God, the glory of God can be poured out like waterfalls. Deep calls on to deep at the noise of your waterfalls. How many of you want to be under a waterfall of anointing where God opens the floodgates, windows, and doors of heaven? And He says, I pour out such blessing, there's not enough room to receive it. I want to be full of the presence of God. I want to be saturated with the presence of God. Lord, you're pouring it out, that manifest presence of God, until it becomes like an overshadowing. And that's my message tonight. I'm talking about hunger. I'm praying for holy hunger tonight. And it was many years ago, and I was just 22 years old, when I read one of the most impacting messages I've ever heard. It was one sermon by a man that had revival in this very nation. Apostle of Faith and Healing, John G. Lake. And I had one message that he preached, and it had the fire of revival on it. It was called Spiritual Hunger. And I read that message 5 times. I said, God, make me hungry in a way that only the Holy Spirit can make me hungry. I'm not talking about a hunger you can have in the natural. In the natural, you know what it means to be hungry. And what happens when you're hungry in the natural? I mean starving. It's amazing what people have done, even atrocities done in the name of hunger. War in the name of hunger. Controlling entire nations in the name of hunger and poverty. It's amazing that what people have resorted to if they get hungry enough. Stories, God forbid, but cannibalism. This is what natural hunger can do. If we could have a hunger like that in the Spirit, hallelujah. If a hunger that the Holy Spirit produces for revival, revival hunger, and it comes by the grace of God, call it a grace hunger. Say, grace hunger. Give me a grace hunger. The grace of God that makes me hungry, supernaturally thirsty. Let me tell you something about when you taste the glory of God. Many of you have never tasted the glory of God. You've never been in a meeting like this before. You've never felt the presence of God. Oh, I just felt the anointing. Glory.
It's like I'm standing here and I'm like, God, the angel is standing here. Shoo. I asked some of the prophetic voices in my life. You got to read the prophecy that Wendy Alec gave on the God TV website. A prophecy about the third great awakening. A prophecy about what's being released and what's coming to the earth. It's an amazing word. I reached out and I said, God, what's the voice of the Lord? And I asked one of the men, one of the prophets that I know, hallelujah, one that I believe is a true father, a true prophet by the name of Rick Joyner. I said, Rick, you tell me, are you getting anything from the Lord about what's happening right now? And I got a letter from Rick Joyner, and he said, you're drawing from the well that John G. Lake dug. In Durban, South Africa, in this awakening, we are drawing from the very well that John G. Lake dug. Just as God did many things for Israel, even centuries after David, and said he was doing it for David's sake, God is doing this outpouring to honor Lake. Even Lakeland, Lakeland had a connection. You're helping to restore, this is the prophecy pastor from Rick Joyner. He said, you're helping to restore the well. You're redigging the well that the Philistines have stopped up. I expect the flow.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
To increase, the waters will get more clear. Keep going. Wells of salvation and healing are all over South Africa. Wells of salvation and healing are all over South Africa that need to be opened. It's true. This well can heal South Africa. Don't worry about the opposition. There will be some, but it's weak as smoke and will blow away. The Lord has great compassion for South Africa, and it will come on you. Follow the love. Follow the love of God. The word of the Lord. And the first night that I came to preach in this city, in Tongat, the first night that I came, God spoke to me out of Genesis 26:18, and I said, God, I saw an angel come down, and the angel opened an ancient well of anointing. I said, God is redigging like Isaac in Genesis 28. Isaac redug the wells of his father Abraham that the Philistines had stopped, and Isaac reopened all the wells of revival. He reopened all the wells of anointing, and I prophesy, spring up a wells of glory, wells of anointing, wells of salvation. Spring up in South Africa, spring up in England, spring up all over the world, spring up in America, spring up a wells of salvation. Australia, God is redigging and he's opening the wells. That was the message I came with. And then I said, Isaac dug a new well. God is digging a new well of anointing. God is digging a new pool. He's pouring out an oil. He's pouring out a wine we've never drank before. And the prophecy was that the wells, 500 wells in South Africa. In 5 years, John G. Lake planted 500 churches. Many people don't know. Listen, many of the people watching don't know. You don't know God TV. We're in one of the original AFM, Apostolic Faith Mission, John G. Lake churches. The biggest church in Tongat is hosting the revival, and we're reopening the well. But 500 churches, John G. Lake, 500 healing pools, 500 wells in 5 years in South Africa. And I see the angel of the Lord coming to every pool, coming to every well. And he's stirring up the pools and he's stirring up the well. Hallelujah. He's redigging. Oh, God, open it again. I'm declaring out of Psalms 107 tonight. If you have your Bibles, you're listening, you're watching tonight, Psalms 107. I'm talking about holy hunger. I'm going to pray for hunger to come on you. The kind of hunger that brings revival. The kind of hunger you can't produce without grace. The kind of hunger that only the stirring of God can give you. It's draw me, God, and I will run. Unless God draws me, unless God quickens me to call on his name. But there's a supernatural drawing, and we're going to be like the Shumanite woman in the Song of Songs. We're going to say, draw me, God, and I will run after you. There's a supernatural drawing. He's knocking at the door of your heart. If any man opens up that door, Jesus said, I will come in and dine with him, and he will dine with me. Who wants to dine with Jesus at the table? Psalms 107 verse 35 says, God can turn a wilderness into a pool of water, dry land into water springs, and there he makes the hungry dwell. There he makes the hungry dwell. Where does the hungry dwell? In the dry land, in the wilderness, that God turns into pools and that God turns into water springs. God puts the hungry there because there's something about the hungry man and woman that says, my God, if you don't come down, I'm going to come up. If you don't come down, I'm going to tear open the heavens. If I dig down deep enough and I keep digging in the desert, if I dig down deep enough, I'm going to find an underground flood. I'm going to find oil. If I dig down deep enough, there's going to be water. There's something about the spirit of a hungry man and a woman that knows how to turn their dry wasteland, desert land, how to turn it into refreshing, how to turn it into pools, how to turn it into springs of revival.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to The Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third great awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.